أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا. فلما بلغ مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا. فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah beginning with ayah number 60 of Surah Al-Kahf. Here in these verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about his Nabi Kalimullah, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. First, we just need to understand, going back from the beginning of the surah, one of the virtues of the surah, its recitation of the first 10 and the last 10 verses of the surah, brings about a protection from Dajjal, the fitna of Dajjal. And hence, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after speaking about the Ashab-e-Kahf, Allah gave the example of two individuals. Allah gave the example of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala spoke about shaitan. Allah spoke about those who reject the Quran. And all of this we can see has a great relationship with our iman. And it has a great relationship with akhirah. And of course, a way of warding away the fitna of Dajjal. Here the question will arise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, and Allah ta'ala spoke about him, and Allah speaks about him in the Quran Sharif in different and many ayat, many surahs. However, this particular incident of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that had taken place, his meeting with what we generally refer to, or who we generally refer to as Khidr, but ulama have related that Khadir is a better pronunciation insofar as the Arabic language is concerned, but be that as it may, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this particular incident here, and the question will be why? How does it relate to Dajjal? How does it relate to the fitnas of Dajjal? How does it relate to us being protected from the fitna of Dajjal? One very great alim, Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi, rahimahumullah, has expressed one or two very, very important aspects that we will discuss so that we will be understanding why this particular incident is being referred to here. First of all, just the gist of the incident, the first part of the incident, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam once addressed his people. Now this riwayat comes in three places. Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah himself in detail, sometimes briefly, he brought this riwayat. Imam Muslim rahimahumullah has narrated it. Imam Nasa'i rahimahumullah has narrated this incident. So there is no doubt, any doubt whatsoever with regards to the authenticity of the incident. That Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was once narrating to, or rather speaking to his people, giving them a khutbah, some advices. And these advices were so penetrating that people began to tear, they began to cry. And one wonders when one thinks about Bani Israel and they crying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what this bayan must have been like. In the narration it comes, their hearts became soft. And when that talk, that khutbah was over, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was asked by a person, different narrations, but one is, who is the most learned amongst the people at this particular time? Now there was no doubt in the fact that here is a Nabi of Allah, he is Kalimullah, he is referred to Ulul Azm, one of the most determined Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam amongst others. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam replied, I am. Now there was truth in this answer of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, but there is one very beautiful Arabic saying, Hasanatul Abarar سَيِّئَاتُ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, that sometimes the good deeds of the pious is disliked by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it is taken as a fault in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this is a very special relationship between Allah and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not approve of this answer of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. The more appropriate answer would have been, Allah knows best. Now when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam responded, although it was the truth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then said to Musa alayhi salam, there is another slave of mine that is also more learned. And that refers to Khadir or Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. We'll discuss him at a little later stage. Now the question here will arise, what does Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, his response? He said, Allah, show me that slave, show me that servant of yours, I would like to go and learn from you. And this is the very, very important aspect and the relationship with this incident to the surah, to Dajjal, the fitnas of Dajjal, and our protection from the fitna of Dajjal is that our knowledge has to come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our knowledge has to come from wahi. Our knowledge has to come from our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam. And this is one very, very important aspect when it comes to the management of countries, when it comes to Islamic hukumat. Do we manage according to the commandments of Allah? And today when we look at the world, we look at the Muslim world, we can see they moved away from wahi ilahi, they moved away from the path of Allah, they moved away from the hukum of Allah, and unfortunately we can see that link with Dajjal coming very, very fast. And that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses us, and Allah ta'ala brings about this incident here, right here, and Allah give us all the tawfiq that our knowledge comes from Allah, our knowledge comes from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and our knowledge comes from the Ahlul Ilm and the Ahlullah, the people of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.